CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang has urged the United States to correct his mistakes after President Barack Obama met with the Dalai Lama. Qin Gang said the United States should stop conniving and supporting anti-China secessionist force which pursues Tibet independence, halt interference into China's internal affairs, and adopt measures to offset negative influence in order to avoid further damage to the China-U.S. relations. Qin Gang pointed out that Tibet is an inseparable part of China's territories and that the affairs of Tibet are totally internal affairs of China. The spokesman said the U.S. side has done serious damage to China-U.S. relations by allowing the Dalai Lama to visit the country and meet with the U.S. leader despite objection of China. He said such a wrong move gravely interfered in China's internal affairs, seriously violated the U.S. commitment of recognizing Tibet as part of China and of not supporting the Tibet independence, and gravely violated basic norms governing the international relations. Ukrainian parliament has passed a resolution to dismiss President Viktor Yanukovych from his post, declaring him constitutionally unable to carry out his duties. The parliament also called for early presidential election for May 25th. In a TV interview aired before the voting, Yanukovych, who reportedly left Kiev for the pro-Russian east of the country, said that he had no intention to quit or leave the country. Yanukovych said that moves of the opposition leaders and the parliament were illegal and denounced the events witnessed by his country as an example of a coup d'etat. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China hopes to see a united, stable, developing, and amicable Afghanistan, adding that this is what China's policy targets at. He said this at a press conference held after his meeting with Afghan Foreign Minister Zahra Ahmad Osmani in Kabul. Wang Yi said the peace and stability of Afghanistan has a bearing with security in Western China, and more importantly, peace and development of the entire region. He said China always holds that the international community should keep the commitment of providing aid for the sustainable development of Afghanistan, adding that China will continue to do what it can to help Afghanistan to enhance capabilities for independent development and capacity building in various fields. China welcomes the adoption of a UN resolution which demands rapid, safe, and unhindered humanitarian access of UN humanitarian aid in war-torn Syria, and called for a complete implementation. Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang said in a press release that the resolution reflects the common expectation and request of the international community on relief of Syrian humanitarian situation. China voted for the resolution. He said China urges all parties concerned in Syria to take concrete actions to fully implement the resolution and ease the Syrian humanitarian situation. This is CRI News. Fines for misleading and deceptive advertisements will be increased according to a draft amendment to China's advertisement law. The Legislative Affairs Office of the State Council is soliciting public opinion on the draft amendment, which says that advertising for drugs and medical equipment should comply with registered certificates issued by drug supervising departments. New requirements on ads for prescription medicine and over-the-counter remedies will be put in place, along with new protection for juveniles. The draft amendment bans advertising on primary and middle school campuses and kindergartens. It includes textbooks, uniforms, and school buses. Thick smog shrouding Beijing and its surrounding areas becomes heavier as the capital has raised its four-tier alert system to orange. Heavy air pollution in Beijing and part of its neighboring Hebei province is forecast to last until at least next Thursday, as no strong wind is in sight to help disperse it. Nine people from South China's Guangdong province have been punished after they allegedly spread rumors about H7N9 bird flu on the internet. A 23-year-old man surnamed Su and a 23-year-old woman surnamed Yuan were detained on Friday and will remain in detention for 5 days, according to the police authority of Huizhou City. Another seven people who spread the rumors online were fined 200 yuan or $33 each, according to the police. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.